We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, you found Pony and Muller, presented by Chapin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Pro Football Focus, we love these guys, and they've been more than gracious with their time this year. We've had a ton of guests on, Solomon Wilcots, Bruce Gradkowski, of course. Joined right now by Mike Renner, who does a ton of draft stuff for them. He's also, Chris, America's sweetheart. He was a Bachelorette contestant. I wanted him to win. He didn't. But that's okay. We don't need to wallow in all that.
This is one of the few times when I tell my wife who we're interviewing on the show, there's going to be a good chance she actually makes sure she's in a car to hear it.
How's that make you feel, Mike?
It feels good. I mean, America's Sweetheart's a little much, probably a little over the top, but I'll take it.
Man, I kind of want to ask Bachelorette questions, but that's not what this show is about, so maybe off the
sneak
air, I'll
in
ask
one.
Mike.
Get one in here.
All right. Is it as
yeah,
completely insane as the editing on that show makes it out to be?
It's probably a little more insane.
Oh,
like it's the absurdity of being in a house with 20 cameras on you at all times, and then, like, what you don't see is there's like 20 more producers behind the cameras and sound guys, and you have to act as if you're just living your normal day-to-day life is a little nuts.
Mike, did you feel like they got the best of you? Did you feel like they put out
oh,
the
no,
best
that was not my A game.
Renner?
That was B, C game. That was not.
Not your best tape.
So if you were grading your performance, it would be maybe like a 64.5. You'd be like in that yellowish green part
yeah,
of the,
I'd be replaceable.
The spectrum.
Okay. For sure.
All right, Mike Renner.
He obviously saw that.
Yes.
Saw right through it.
He's down in Mobile for the Senior Bowl with Pro Football Focus. Whether you love football, gambling, or just an armchair general manager, make sure you go to PFF.com to get premium stats and analysis. Use code RADIO to get 25% off your elite subscription today. Mike, how are the tight ends in this draft? It's a big topic for Steelers fans. Vance McDonald, oft injured, had a bad year. Got no production from the position. Steelers don't have a first-round pick. So thinking here is that the Steelers could use their second-round pick on a tight ends. Is it a good draft for that?
Yeah, I think, well, the way it's setting up, I don't think any of these guys end up going in the first round, and I think there's a handful of solid receiving options at the tight end position. Hunter Bryant is our number one tight end at the moment, the Washington guy. He's more of a tweener, though. I don't think really fits necessarily what Pittsburgh does, but I do think Jared Pinkney, the Vanderbilt tight end, who had a bit of a down year, is much more in that mold, a big dude, weighing, I think, 254 yesterday at the weigh-in. He's down here in Mobile having himself a weekend. I also think Bryson Hopkins, the Purdue tight end, he has definitely more of a vertical threat than I think what the Steelers have had at that tight end position in recent years. A little undersized, but I think can hold his own as a run blocker. So I think probably Pinkney or Hopkins in round two could be a nice option for the Steelers.
Mike, at that position in general, when you're evaluating tight ends, and obviously there's going to be guys who fit better in a given scheme than others do, but all things being equal, how important is a tight end's ability to block in the modern NFL?
I mean, I don't think it's that important. I don't think Travis Kelce is anything special as a blocker, and you take him every day of the week on your football team. So I do think that the way the position is going nowadays, you just need a guy who is willing to give effort. You don't. If a guy really is not going to, you know, if a guy's 235 and is going to be treated like a wide receiver by the opponents in terms of how they're matching your personnel, then that's not good. But as long as you can, you know, sort of fake it, I think you're fine as a run blocker at tight end.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus in Mobile for the Senior Bowl. The two tight ends in the Super Bowl are obviously great, but they weren't first-round picks. Kelce was a third-round pick. Kittle, a fifth-round pick. If you had to make a bet on the diamond in the rough at the tight end position in the draft, who goes on to have a career like those two guys, who is it?
Yeah, it's really putting me – I don't think it's diamond in the rough, but like I said, Hunter Bryant is our top tight end because he has receiving ability like that. He's only about 6'2", 240, but – if you're going to be undersized, you better move like a wide receiver. And well, he moves like a wide receiver. He's probably going to run in the low 4.5s, I would guess, at the combine. I'm probably going to test really well, you know, in the other athletic drills there. And over the course of his career has been one of the most productive tight ends in all of college football, pretty much every time he stepped on the field ever since he was a true freshman there at Washington, outplaying Drew Sample, who went in the second round himself last year. So I do think if there was one guy to put a pin in this class to be a difference maker as a receiver, it'd be him.
Mike, when it comes to running backs, I know ETN going back to Clemson was sort of a big shock to a lot of people, but who out there strikes you as somebody that's maybe available third, fourth, even fifth rounds, that's got versatility, that could thrive regardless of what situation they're thrust into in the pros?
I think Zach Moss from Utah is just a really safe bet to translate to the NFL in terms of, one, the scheme they ran there. Utah is very projectable to the NFL, a lot of NFL sort of blocking concepts. And two, he's just been incredibly elusive every single year of his career. The dude breaks a lot of tackles, and he has good speed, good cutting ability. And we've seen in our grading and data collection that guys who can break tackles in college tend to be the same guys who can break tackles in the NFL. So I think that Zach Moss out of Utah, I don't think he's going to be running back one on a lot of people's boards, definitely more of a third, fourth round type of guy, but I think you get him there and you're going to have a productive running back for a long time.
Mike, does he fit into a committee? I mean, the Steelers have two guys that are, I would call volume backs in Snell and Connor, who I think are redundant. They're very similar players. I think they're looking for maybe a change of pace back and somebody who fits in and maybe gets, 8 touches to 11 touches a game and makes the most out of them. Does Zach Moss fit that bill, or is there somebody else who you think is a better fit in that way?
No, I think Moss definitely fits that bill. I think you're just getting him. He's definitely more of a space player than what they have on that, when the Steelers have on the roster at the running back position. You get him the ball in space, he's probably going to make first man miss, might make second man miss as well. That's the type of guy he is. So I do think that he brings something different to the table than what the Steelers currently have.
Mike, when I think about some of the successes the Steelers have had, it's been with like MAC wide receivers, guys from maybe smaller schools who have come in, Antonio Brown and thrived here. Obviously, Deontay Johnson, second team All-Pro, is a punt returner this year. Is there a school that you watch players come from and you just seem, anecdotally or otherwise, to feel like they're always better prepped for the NFL, so that when Steelers fans maybe see a guy come from a particular school in the draft class, they say, oh, we can rely on that guy, he's going to be good, that school churns out reliably good NFL prospects?
I don't think there's really any school that necessarily I would, say. I think the biggest thing I feel is if you're doing it in the SEC. If you're playing at SEC, grading out extremely well, because a lot of the schools in the SEC, a lot of the people you're playing are going to be playing in the NFL. It's the most talented conference in all of football. So I think if you're doing it in the SEC, that to me is what holds value. Not necessarily one school in particular that's well-coached, that sort of thing. It's more the level of competition you're playing against.
Mike, what do you think is the best bet? And we're talking to Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus, who does the draft for them and covers college prospects and is at the Senior Bowl. The Steelers traded a first-round pick for Micah Fitzpatrick. You, based on where that pick ended up, you have no problem with that deal, right? That they gave up the 18th pick for a guy that is an all-pro caliber player. They're not kicking themselves given what's in this draft for that move?
Oh, no, not at all. I think at the time it was a crazy risk to run, considering that you had your backup quarterback starting the rest of the season, and that it could have gone south, and you very well could have ended up with a top 5 to 10 pick at that point. I would have been very worried about it, but I do think the way everything turned out, it looks like a very, very good deal in retrospect.
Mike, here's another guy, and this is somebody that Andrew and I both get tweeted at about a lot. There's understandably maybe some concern among Steelers fans about Mason Rudolph's long-term NFL future. Ben Roethlisberger's not going to be around forever. I know a name I see thrown at me a lot is, hey, how about Jalen Hurts in round two for the Steelers? What's your outlook on Jalen Hurts?
I'm not a big Jalen Hurts guy. I just don't think he has the quick decision-making to necessarily succeed at the NFL level. He's had the longest average time to throw of anyone in college football this past year by almost a quarter of a second longer than anyone. The dude holds on to the football to a fall, and it works when you're playing at Alabama and Oklahoma and have top five offensive lines in college football and can have all day, but I don't think it works once you get to the NFL. And to me, while his legs are a threat and he is a rushing threat and he's fairly good at that, he's not near Lamar Jackson. He's not near Kyler Murray. He's not on that level of athlete to where defenses are really going to have to sell out to stop him in the running game. I just don't see him being that dynamic. So to me, he's kind of a Tyrod Taylor-ish player in that you can run an all right offense with him, but it's just never going to. It's not going to be franchise type quarterback play that you would want.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. If you blend need and value, what do you think is the position that would make the most sense for the Steelers with their first pick, Mike?
That's tough. The Steelers have been one of the toughest teams to project in recent years because they don't really have a lot of holes. I do think that it's a fairly complete roster. They've done a good job of filling it out. But I do think in that second round range, I just think they could add another wide receiver. Yes, they have some young talent on that roster at the receiver position, but it's a super deep wide receiver class. You'll get a ton of talent pushed down. And I think you need three good wide receivers. You want three good wide receivers, especially with Ben Roethlisberger nearing the end of his career. So I do think wide receiver could end up being their best bet. The tight end as well, like we mentioned earlier. I think just any sort of offensive weapon there in the second round could be your best bet.
In terms of later picks that the Steelers are going to have, what's the depth like? And I know that you're kind of talking about projects usually at this point, but on the offensive line for this team to start replenishing there a little bit.
Yeah, I think the Steelers have been one of the best drafting teams along the offensive line in recent years. They know what they're doing from a scouting perspective and developing offensive linemen. So I do think it's a deep interior offensive line class. There's a lot of guys, I want to say at least like seven guys on the interior offensive line in the top 100 in our latest PFF top 100, which is a lot for a position that is probably not as valuable. It gets kind of pushed down our board because of that. But yeah, I do think there will be guys there in the fourth, fifth round that could start right away.
Mike, what happened to you post-Bachelor? Did you end up finding
Bachelorette.
Love? Or Bachelorette. Did you end up finding somebody that was right for
looking.
You? You're okay.
I'm still looking. I'm still on the lookout. So we'll see. Hopefully I can find love here sooner than later.
Do you feel like being on The Bachelorette has helped or hurt your cause in that way?
Yeah, so I did actually have a girlfriend, and she saw me on the show and DM'd me from it. So that I guess it did help.
That's a slide into the DMs that you really like
let's
to see.
Go, Mike.
You love to see that.
So you didn't put terrible tape out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody liked the system you were playing in.
yeah, that's one way to put it.
All right, Mike, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
We appreciate it. We'll continue to read your stuff, and we'll check back in as we go through the draft process. Thank you.
For sure. Thanks for having me, fellas.
All right. There you go. Mike Renner. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. PM team, we'll be right back. We've got big game trivia coming up. Pittsburgh big game trivia. So get on the horn now. 412-928-9370. Chris, this went miserably last time.
Disappointed in all of you. Disappointed. Expect more, but assume less.
412-928-9370. It's not for the faint of heart. You're playing for a DrinkWorks home bar by Keurig. And we're not fooling around with easy questions, but if you've watched Pittsburgh big games and you are passionate about this team, then you got a prayer. You got a shot. 412-928-9370. We'll be back with that on 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.